Makis Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah continues the theme of Shnayim Kishloisha. The Torah puts them together, which teaches us that one Kat Edus doesn't make a difference if it's three or two, they're the same. Neither one has more Korach than the other. And they also, all three are part of the Chalois Chiyuv, let's say, of Edim Zoymim, and they're part of the Shem Edus. The Edus is not Reuven and Shimon and Levi. The Edus is Reuven, Shimon, Levi is one Kat Edus. And the Mishnah is Moisev Adi Dinim. Mashnayim. Nimtze echemem korev apostle edusim betelo. That's poshut, that if two edim come to say bezin, they're Reuven Oshim and $100. And it's found out that one of the edim is a korev of one of the baledinim. We're not learning the dinim of korev now, that's in Mishnah Sanhedrin, but it's poshut that if one of the edim are apostle, or let's say he's a balavero, he's a roshus, he can't say edus, so then obviously the whole edus is disqualified. You only have one ed, not two. The same way we see a second aid without his partner as a non-entity, because there's only one aid, but Malcolm, that you need two, Edusan Betela, Af Shloisha, Nimtze Echemem Karev Apostle. If one of a group of Aidim that say Edus together is Karev Apostle, Edusan Betela, they will become bottle. Minayin Afilu Meya, the same Lashon that we had in Mishnah Zayin, Talmud Loime, Edim is another Ribuy. Which means that if 100 people come to say Edus and Bezdin on a certain crime or a certain Maisa, if one of them is Nimtza Korav Apostle, then the whole Edus is disqualified. The understanding is what we just said. When three Edim say Edus, it's not an Edus of Reuven, of Shimon, of Levi. Same way when two Edim say Edus, it's not an Edus of Reuven and Shimon. A Kat Edim has a Koyach to Paskin Edin and Bezdin. So the Kat Edus is a shame that's chal on two Edim. It's a shame that's chal on three Edim, four Edim, or 100 Edim. So Mele, if Nimtze Echemem Karev Apostle, the Pshat is there's a psul in the Kat. It's chal on the Kat. Now we have to qualify that. The Mishnah is going to go through a few different nekudos in that din. The elementary taich is the way we just said. Let's go right in the Mishnah. Amr Reb Yossi. Yossi's understanding is that this is Hepech HaSvara. Lamaisi, you have two Edim Ksherim that say that Reuven does owe Shimon $100. So you have two Edim Ksherim that say that that Reuven didn't have Eru. But Medvar Murim, when do we say Shnaim Kishloisha, that Nimtze Echemem Korev Apostle? Only Bidine Nefoshois. Avo Bidine Mominis Tiskayim Ho Edus Beshar. By Dine Nefoshois, that I'm willing to be Mekabel Rabbi Yossi says. But by Dine Mominis, if you have three Edim, one of them was Nimtze Korev Apostle, you'll be Mekayim the Edus Al Yidei the two. What's the difference between Dine Nefoshes and Dine Mominis? You look, the Rav over here, which is the Shita of Rashi, says that the emphasis that we don't understand the Svara. Why should we say Nimtze Echemem Korev Apostle by three? Why should you pass up the other two? Certainly by 100. Elamai, it's a din that we don't understand, but it's a din in doing away with the Koyach HaMachayev. When do we have a din? When do we have an imperative from the Torah that a Bezdin should try to do away with the Edus? The din that we had in Maseches Sanhedrin, where we always lean letzad akul and din nefoshes, the Torah says v'shoftu edu v'tzilu edu. There has to be a koyach, a meshicha to the hatzola, always to go the extra mile to be matzdik the person who's on trial. So because of that, it makes sense that a din that we don't understand, it makes sense to pin it down on din nefoshes and not legabe din mominis. That's Rashi's pshat. Other Rishonim, Taisus, other Rishonim say a more lomdishavort. What they say is that this whole idea of Edus becoming bottle of Shnayim Kishloisha is based on the fact that the same way two Edim and one of them becomes bottle, the other one obviously is obsolete because one Ed himself can't do anything in a Din Torah. That fact is only true by Dine Nefoshes. One aid in Dine Nefoshes is meaningless. Bottle of Mavutl. One aid legabi Dine Momnes is not Bottle of Mavutl. The halacha is, we discussed this in Bav Metzia, and we'll have it in Yitz Hashem, again in Mesech Shavuos, that one of the cases that a nitva is chayiv a shvua deiraisa when he's a nitva on a sum of money is when the teveya, let's say Reuven is Teveh and Bezdin Shimon for $100 that he owes him. And Shimon is Kaifer HaKoil, so he should be able to walk away scot-free, except that Reuven has Neir Echot. Neir Echot is not enough. Al Pishnayim Edim Yochum Dover, you need two Edim. So the one Ed is not enough to be Moitzi Moment, but he is enough to force Shimon's hand. There's Mechuyiv to make a Shua, and if he refuses to make a Shua, he'll have to pay. Mitoch Sheni Yochum Lishov Misham. That means that Neir Echot Lagabi Dini Moment is not nothing. So don't say that Mashnayim, the one Ed, is nothing, and therefore Av Shloisha, if one aid is Nimtzach Mem Kov Apostle, it's nothing. It's not true. So that's why Rabbi Yossi argues on this. Rabbi Yoimer, Echad Din Imromos, Echad Din Nefoshes. There's no difference between the two. The same way there's Nimtzach Mem Kov Apostle by Din Nefoshes, it's true as well by Din Imromos. Lamaisa, what would be, let's say you had two aid in the case that we said before, where it was Nimtzach Mem Kov Apostle. So it's not just that the one aid no longer has the other aid to be Moitzi Mamon. We just said, according to the way we said from the Rishonim, that Neir Echot be Mechayiv al Koponim Shvua, not true. And this is what Achronim point out in support of Rebbe's position, where the Rebbe's coming from. That Lamais, if there were two Eidim, and one aid is Nimtza Karve Apostle, the other aid will not be Mechayiv Shvua, because now that you have the din of Nimtza Echot Karve Apostle, he doesn't just blibe Neir Echot, he blibes Nifsal. And in Mele, he's not an aid kosher. The din of an aid echot being mechayev shvua is only when he's an aid kosher. Once he's made, he teamed up together with an aid posel, the chalois of the psul is chal on him. The essential perspective of Rebbe is that when aidim are made together, they're one kar aidus, and a psul in one is a psul in all. It's chal on the whole kar aidus. And now Rebbe qualifies. When do we say this definition? Ve'emesai. Bizman shehisru bohen. Bezdin, haray, that's a davi yadua, that Bezdin doesn't give einshim, not malchus, not misa, unless hasro was given to the guilty party. Rebbe saying avort. The fact that three people saw a crime happen, and two of them are saying edus, the third one saw it with them, does that passel? No. It's only when the three of them became one kar edus. What turns them into one kar edus? The fact that the three of them gave hasra to the party. That means that the third one saw the maisa al menas to say edus with the first two. Why didn't anybody need him? We don't know. Two of them are enough. No, they're going to bring along a third for moral support. But the pshat is that it wasn't stam gebracht. It was the pshat is that they saw the maisa and they were forged into one kar edus idea, the fact that they gave that surah together. That defines them as one kar edus, and therefore nimtza echem mehem, the whole kar edus, the psul wasn't in him as a yochid, it was a psul in the whole kar. So Rebbe defines that point as when they're all mishtatif together in the surah. Bizman shaloi hisru bohem. Now hisru, of course, we're talking about dinin nefoshes. In dinim momenis, you don't have hasra, but Rebbe says al bezman shelo yisru behen, mayasu shnei achin shero bechad shorik zanefesh. What are you going to do? Somebody killed somebody in broad daylight, and 100 people saw. And 100 people saw, there are three brothers there. They're part of the crowd, two brothers, shnei achin. So that passes up the other 98 from saying edus. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, there has to be some type of definition where it's not enough that they saw the story together, they were edim together. The Mishnah seems to clearly name on that you don't need them to say Eidus together. But that can't be as simple as that, because then, like we just said, by Dinim Omnis, there is no Hasro. And Rebbe says that there's a Din of Nimsa Echemem Karve Apostle by Dinim Omnis. So the only way to see Eidim together as one Kat, Legabi Dinim Omnis, is only if they were made together. Which would mean, by the way, that they would make Toch Kedei Dibur of each other. Toch Kedei Dibur is always the time span in which two things are considered as happening simultaneously. Therefore, Eidim that say Eidus one after another, they're not one Eid, a second Eid, a third Eid. They're one Kat Eidus. If two Eidim came into Bezdin and said Eidus, they're Reuven owes him $100. An hour later, a third came in, and the third said Eidus, the same Eidus. And then we found out the third aid is apostle aid. He's a karv, apostle. So we knock him out. What does he have to do with the first two? So that's clear that there has to be a nimsa echemem karv apostle that passels as kad of dinim omis b'shas hagodah. So what the Rishonim, the Achronim, look at the Tais Yontov over here from the Rishonim, is that there's clearly two things that are really mitzaref. Two separate edim, three separate edim, four separate edim, 100 separate edim into one kat. Either they're magid together, the edus is said together, or they see the edus, and b'shas the re'iya of the story, they were mechavin to say edus together, and that's what the Mishnah is alluding to with putting the stress on the fact that they gave hasra. That means that they were mechavin, they saw it, and they made up the mind to go together to Bezin. So that also defines them as a kareidus, b'shas the re'iya, even though they didn't actually say it together. That has to be the pshat over here. The well-known kasha that's asked over here that all the Rishonim deal with on Davov is that we have a discussion about Dine Mominis and we have a discussion about Dine Nefoshis in the Mishnah. Rebbe says Dine Mominis, Dine Nefoshis are the same, but either they have to be mechavin to say Eidus together or they actually said the Eidus together. Fregt sich a gewaltige kasha. There's another type of Eidus which has nothing to do with Haggadah's Eidus, and this is the famous din of Dover Shebe'erva. Any shinui in marital status has to be created in front of Eidei Kiyum, a very fundamental din. Every marriage, the fact that he had the chos in the hands, the kala ring, and says, Areyam Gudeshli B'tabazu, is not enough. It has to be done with Eidim seeing it. A gerushin, it's not enough that the husband hands the wife a get. It has to be done in front of Eidim. That being said, and last chasna you were by, and every chasna you've ever been by, besides for the two Eidim, there's always going to be somebody there who, or let's hope, come out all the times, there's always going to be somebody there who should passel the Eidim, because they're there and they witness the Maisa Kedushin, despite the fact that they're a Korv. Let's assume that by every chasna you have Mechutanim, you have siblings, you have grandparents, they're all Psulim La'edus, Krovim Apostle La'edus. So how could the two Eidim that are called up under the chuppah be Eidim? You always have B'shas Re'iya and Nimtzeichem HaMekarev Apostle. So what are you going to say? But they didn't say Eidus together. That's not relevant over here, because the Eidus, the Gemara of the Eidus is not the Haggadah, it's the Re'iya, it's Eidei Kiyum. What makes the Chalois Gerushin V'Kedushin is the fact that they're Eidim witnessing. That becomes like the Haggadah's Eidus. At that point, there's a Nimtzeichem HaMekarev Apostle. This is a major, major problem. So one way would be to maybe argue with the premise. You'll say by Eidei Kiyum, it's not a Haggadah say Eidus, and they weren't mechavin to say Eidus, you don't have either one of the problems. Maybe. Another solution is Enachanami. Now we understand what the Makor and the Rishonim is for the minig of Klal Yisrael to call up two Eidim under the Chuppah. What happens? The two Eidim come up under the Chuppah. We made it into a kibbutz because Klal Yisrael needs to give out kibbutzim, but really, it's an existential part of every kedushin. You call up the two Eidim, and the Masada Kedushin tells the Chosin to be miyachid that these are the Eidim to the exclusion of everybody else. That, being miyachid Eidim, defines that the only Eidim that are here, that are mechavin, that are part of the Eidus, bekavon, are only these two. Everybody else is an observer, not an aid. And because of that, there's no, even at the re'iyah stage, at the observation stage, there's no nimsech memkar v'apostle. This is the makar of that din. Mishnah tests. We're now going to continue our discussion of the tziruf of different edim. What turns them into one kareidus with a kareich to be made in Bezdin? Hoyushnaim ro'yin oisim echaloin zeh. Two edim saw a maisa, Ruvain killed Shimon, and two Eidim saw it from one window. There was a different perspective on the crime scene. Two Eidim saw it from the other window. Echad masur by be'emtza, there's one giving him hasura in the middle. What that does is, bizman shemektzosan royin elu es elu, when the one in the middle, we'll explain the Mishnah this way, this is the Poshta reading of the Mishnah according to many Rishonim, when the aid in the middle who's giving the Asura could see the Eidim from one window, and he could also see the Eidim from the other window. The two groups of two can't see each other at different sides of the building. There's one standing on the ground, and he could see from both sides of the building. So he could see those Eidim, he could see those Eidim. He, the fact that he could see both, is mitstarv together with them. It's called one cut of five Eidim. They're all mechavin. They're all being masra, so they're all mechavin to be edim. Hare elu edis achas, that's one kat. The fallout of that we'll see in a second. Vimlav, if the two Edim can't see each other, there's nothing being mechaber combining them. So then you have two groups of Edim. You have one Kat Edim from the north side of the building, and one around the bend from the west side of the building. That's Shtei Eduyos. Lefikoch, what's the fallout of that? Im Nintzis Achas Mem Zay Memes Hu Vehen Nerogin Vashni Epturo. If there are two groups of Edim, what happens if this was the way the story was claimed in Bezdin, then it was found out that one of the groups are Zaymimim? So, the halacha is that the Edim Zaymimim get their just desserts. They get killed, Kashazam, Kenya, Saloi. But, Lamaisa, there is other Edus that killing the alleged killer. He's not just a victim of a framing. The Edus was Taka Edus, but the Edim that were Muzamim were liars. They get punished despite the fact, this is the first time the Mishnah says it, they get punished despite the fact that the crime taka actually happened. We don't see it only as when the crime didn't happen. They were trying to frame an innocent man. They were framing a guilty man. No. They said Eidu Sheker. They said Eidu Sheker Ba'ifin Hazoma. They get punished. The Mishnah stresses this point. So Bazundur Chiddush Hu Vehein Nerogin. Vashni Epturo. The second group was Nebuhuzam. The Potter. Now, there is another way of understanding this din, not that the one fellow who's in the middle and he could see the two Edim from the north side and the two Edim from the west side, that's what's mechaber them. The other way of reading, which is a little bit harder to read in the Lashna Mishnah, would be to say that one aid from the two, from the duo in the north side, sees at least one aid on the west side. The one seeing the one is mechaber the two to the two. But then what do you need the one in the middle for? So the pashtus is the way we said it before. I mean, why the Mishnah has to say Vashniya Ptura L'chayetz Pashut? You're calling somebody potter if they do anything wrong. You would never mazim them. They're saying true edus. So Mepharshim had, take a look at the Tos Yomtiv, that even if it turns out that Taka, the story was wrong, that means what happens is like this. There are two groups of Edim from two windows, allegedly. They come to Bez and they say, we saw from the north side, we saw from the west side, two Kite Edim. Lemaisa Edim Mazimim was Mazim, the ones from the north side. So at that point, they're considered Muzamim, and we kill them, but we also kill him, because there's the Edim from the west side, and Lamaisa, he was killed, the alleged Ritzech. And then two other Mazimim turned up, and they were Mazim, the ones, the second Karedna that were Takam Atzlich and getting the guy killed. At that point, it's Kasha Zomam, Veloy Kasha Oso. After the sentence was carried out, there is no Dinah Kasha Zomam. So that's why the Mishnah says Ptura. You could have a case where they attack a guilty, but Lamaisa, they're Potter. That's why the Mishnah words it that way. Rabbi Yossi adds another Knech. The way we read the Mishnah with the five people, two from the north side, two from the west side, one in the middle who's giving the Hasra, we added that maybe the Hasra is coming from all five of them, and that's why they're mitzarif. But the real truth of the matter is that the pashtus of the reading of the Mishnah is that the Hasra is enough to be given by the person in the middle. On that, Rabbi Yossi just says in Hilchis Eidus, Lo'olam ein nerogin ad shehu pishnei edim masum boy. The klal of Hasro is, the Hasro is not a separate part of the experience of being a Ritzach, is that he has to get Hasro, and it's not part of the Edim that saw the mice and go to Bezdin. The ones that are the Edim that witness and go to Bezdin, and al piyem nigmar hadin, are the ones who have to give the Hasro in the first place. As I understand there, because the Torah says, Shenema al pi shnayim edim. Al pi shnayim edim. It has to be based on their word. But everything that's necessary to create the psak din, everything that's al pi, the edim, have to be from them. The way the Mepharshim understand this, a lot of rayas to this, is that hasura is not just a function of information. You have somebody, Reuven is pulling out a gun, he's ready to kill Shimon. So Wechoshish, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't know that this is the Einish. Maybe he doesn't realize how much of a Dovah Chomer it is. You have to warn him. You have to tell him. And he has to know the ramifications. I feel like he does the Maisa. Hasra goes deeper than that. Hasra, when a person does Naveru Rachman al-Islam, Al-Pi Hasra, the Hasra is a chelik that's a Maisa Averu. And a chelik of the ma'aseh is the fact that there's a hasrod there with the edim, and the edim aren't just giving all the information to Bezdin. The chiyuv miso is created by the edim giving the hasrod. That turns the ma'aseh into a full ma'aseh averis manishin olav chiyuv miso. And the edim, when they go to Bezdin, they create with their dibur in the Bezdin the psak. It's all part of one process that creates the totality of the psak chiyuv miso. And therefore the hasra comes together with the edim who are then made in Bezdin, who then the Bezdin is goymer al pihim. Tanakhama argues with this din, but now this last din of the Mishnah is muskim lekuli alma. Davar acher, the words al pi shnayim edim teach us al pi that the edus and the psak of the Bezdin, the information the Bezdin has to paskin, has to come mipi the edim themselves, namely shaloi te sanedrin shemas mipi meturgamon. Even the Sanhedrin sees that the edim are saying the edus. If they don't understand the mipiv, it could be changed a little bit. The nuances are different. The tone is different. Mipi meturgamon. They have to hear it straight from the edim, not from a translator, even where they can't speak. You'll have to bring in dayanim that know that language. So can't be shemas mipi meturgamon. That's a din muskim lekuli alma. I'll just point out one ha'orah that Rav Eger speaks out at length, and that is that what we see over here and what we just described is that hasra and the edim, it's all part of creating the psak. That was the nusach we used, creating the psak din, misa. What happens if somebody, not to edim, witnesses a person who's mechal Shabbos b'mezid? Not only that, he gave him hasra, and he knows that the person is a Mechal Shabbos B'mezid. Would we say that he could take the law into his own hands and he could push him off a roof? He knows there weren't two Edim there, but Lamaisa guy's Chayiv Skila, so push him off a roof, he'll kill him. It's clear from the Gemara that not. Rav Kiva Eger emphasizes his Chas V'Shalom. He says the Psak Misa on a Mechal Shabbos Rachman Al-Tzlan, on a Ritzeach, on a Noyif, on any Balaveru, is not Chal Al-Yidei the Ma'isa Averu. The Ma'isa Averu is part of the Edim seeing. The Edim give the Asura, they see the Maisa, they go to Bezdin. The Bezdin with their Psak creates the Psak Misa. If a person would take the law into his own hand and kill a Balaveru, he's a Retzeach. He's killing somebody who doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa on him. That's true, Legabi all Anshim. Legabi Momenis, it's clearly not that way. If Reuven borrows from Shimon $100 or he backs into his car, you need Edim and Bezdin in order to force the mazik or the loivit to pay back the money. That's just in order to force it. That's in psak. The chiv moment of avada is there, even without the edim. This is a very important point, and it comes up in different sugyas hashas.